name is Mansi and I'm the founder of KidStopPress.com, but more importantly, I'm a mother to a 10 and a 14-year-old. Why am I here today and why are you here today? We're both here because we're invested in our children's mental health. The WHO reported that 1 in 7 10 to 19-year-olds actually have mental illnesses. The Indian Psychiatry Study reported that nearly 50 million children pre-pandemic had mental health issues and these were not reported. We're all for what they eat, what diet they follow, are they physically gaining weight, they're not gaining weight, but what about the fodder that actually goes inside their brain, which is not helping them be stronger individuals mentally? What can you and me do? Number one, let's make sure we are not looking down and talking to our children. We're talking at them, we're talking to them, we're speaking to them as equal individuals. In any relationship to work, it's very important that two people feel equal. Number two, very, very important, and this is something Andre Agassi told me once in an interview. He said, Mansi, rules without a relationship will always equal to rebellion. What this essentially means is that as parents, we are so caught up in always forming rules, forming boundaries, forming unreasonable to-do lists that neither you or your child can comply by all the time. But if you've built that healthy relationship with your child, those rules will not seem like rules. Those rules will not lead to rebellion. They will lead to being adhered to. They will not seem like rules. They'll seem like a relationship. So let's work on the relationship. Number three, how can we work on that relationship? Let's keep the channels of communication open. The only rule that we actually have in our household is communicate. Whether it's first thing in the morning, taking time to drop off your teen to the school bus stop, picking them up, even if it's chaperoning them around on a class or to their friend's house, or just putting them to bed every single night. These are windows of communication. Yes, our teens today, unfortunately or fortunately, do not want us to speak to them. It was similar back in the day as well, because for them, the most attractive people right now are their peers. But that should not take away from communicating with them. What's very important is take out time, steal time from these little windows, and trust me, it'll go a long, long way. Bonding does not have to be over what you like to do. Bonding has to happen over what they like to do. So it's not all about, I am the parent, I want to bond with you, come let's bond with you. That'll never get us home. Also, a very, very important pillar of raising mentally strong children is trust. You know, I've spoken to so many different parents, parents of teenagers, parents of successful people. We just did this on our Instagram session where we spoke and developed teen supervision policies and shared them across with parents as well. What really gives you the power to hold their hand is gaining that trust. When you have that trust, they will share that password with you. When you actually communicate to them why you need access, and you are not here to check their DMs, check their messages, check 100 other things that they're doing, but you are just here to ensure that they are safe, they're taken care of, and they are protected. That's all that really matters. Let's not talk about intrusion, let's talk about inclusion. Of course, when we've done surveys and when we've spoken to children, they've often said that it's the stress of studies or it's the pressure of studies that really gets to them. Let's focus on teaching them skill sets versus expecting results. When we make the pattern of skills, discipline, and communication very, very strong, that pressure will not seem like pressure. Yes, there is pressure. They're living in a very, very competitive world. But what if we just told them, I hear you. I know it is competitive. I know there is a lot that is happening around you. Let me help you break it down. We always as parents need to understand if they were where we are, they possibly wouldn't need our help. So let's ensure that we are not expecting them to behave like 40-year-olds or 50-year-olds. We are expecting them to behave their age and to bridge the gap we have parents. I hope this really does help you. And if it does help you, don't forget to, of course, connect with us, share your feedback, share your questions, and of course, share with us the part that resonated most with you on Instagram. It's at KidStopPress and at Mansi.Sabini. Would absolutely love to know what you think.